KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information, and the time is 8:11. So a few minutes ago in our newscast, you may have heard from KUOW's Lisa Brooks, new information this morning from the Snohomish County Medical Examiner's Office. They have officially increased the number of lives lost in the Oso landslide, now up to 27. And, of course, dozens of people are still missing. As we get into here the second week of recovery, search and rescue teams there along the Stillaguamish North Fork start to face some tough decisions. And here to talk about those decisions is Los Angeles Fire Captain Ronald Klemecki. He led a landslide recovery effort in a small town in California. Ronald, thank you for joining us on KUOW.
Good morning.
So just briefly, what was this landslide like outside of L.A.?
It was in the small beach community of La Conchita, California, which is north of Los Angeles. And the hillside, after strong rains of nearly 15 days, the hillside gave way and came down and destroyed 13 houses. And there were 10 confirmed fatalities in that incident. The search effort was somewhat in a much smaller scale, but similar to what's happening in Washington, where we had to use delayering techniques and search dogs, very similar to what they're doing in Washington today.
It sounds like you've been following events here in Snohomish County. What are you thinking about as you follow our terrible landslide up here?
It's very tragic for the victims' families, and I watched the rescuers, you know, put forth a great effort, struggling in that mud and debris, doing their best to locate potential survivors, hopefully. But as time goes by in the rescue world, we understand as days go by, the potential of finding live victims diminishes. It's a common occurrence in earthquakes and landslides. The rescuers are really putting forth a great effort, and it wears on them, too. You know, they're doing their very best to bring closure to the victims' families. And the command system, the leadership, is continually taking in information and upgrading their search techniques and planning for the future, whatever that may bring.
How do searchers make that decision that nobody could still be alive down there?
I believe it's, as I said, it's all the input, the ongoing information that is gathered, what they find as they delayer, what they, you know, encounter. They're using geologists' input, local expert input. And they, you know, with all that information, it's a collective decision by the local government, the emergency operations, the state government is also, and the victim families. I think it's all a collective decision when they get to a certain point that they'll decide if they have not been successful, what their next step will be at that point.
And what are next steps? I mean, if that decision is made that this is no one could be alive, then what happens next?
Well, it's a matter of, as I understand your weather, if it continues to rain, there you have to take into consideration what is the danger to the rescuers as they continue to work. Is it gets to a point where it's there, you know, the risk is greater than the gain. And then they'll may cease operations till the weather ceases and it starts to dry out and becomes a more obviously a safer environment to go in there, and if they choose to consider to continue to excavate the whole area to recover bodies.
And finally, by the way, we're talking with a Los Angeles fire captain, Ronald Klemecki. And besides leading a mudslide recovery operation in California, you were a first responder to 9/11. And, you know, as we grab for comparisons here, this has come up, this, you know, the sudden death of September 11th. I wonder what your thoughts are on that, having done both.
You know, there's physical energy expelled in the operation by all people, obviously the rescuers, the impact to the families. But people in the rescue world, they take a burden because they go there to make an impact, and they try to be successful. They give it their all, and sometimes you just don't get to that point. When I was in New York, we were there 10 days, and all we found was our small group. We had one rescue team out of multiple, but we only discovered two victims in the matter of 10 days. So it leaves a burden on the rescuers because, as I said, their goal is to come here. They give it their all to help the families, and they truly try to get to that end, and hopefully they will succeed, and I hope everybody recovers from this tragic incident.
Captain Ronald Klemecki was the lead on a search and rescue operation for a landslide in a little town in California. Captain, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you very much.
KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.